Alright, we'll say good morning. Good morning. First of all, our learning this morning is dedicated for a refuah shleima for Rachel Bas Hindolea. We hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah, she has a complete refuah shleima, as well as Le'aliyas Neshama of Yisrael Ben Meir, Chaim's father, and we hope that in the merit of our Talmud Torah's Neshama should have an aliyah. Alright, so we'll say we left off in the middle of the riveting sugya. I'm borrowing Stephen's words. The riveting sugya of Matan Torah. See, if you remember again on Pei Tes, we're in the middle of the discussion. Oh, not in the middle. We're towards the beginning of the discussion of Moshe Rabbeinu with the Malachim in Shamayim. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to get the Torah. The Malachim say, Ma Yilod Isha Beinenu. What is the son of man? What is one born of woman doing among us? Hakadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Nu, if you want the Torah, prove to the Malachim that you want it. Moshe Rabbeinu, a little bit nervous, but given the coverage of holding on to the Kisei HaKavod, and begins to engage in this dialogue with the Malachim, essentially pointing out that the Torah is a Torah's Chaim. The Torah teaches us how to live life. So if you don't encounter the challenges of life, then ultimately you have no need for Torah. So he goes on, he says, top line of Peites. Shuv Maksiva, what does it say in the Torah? Zachar Esham Shabbos Akasho. Torah says, you shall keep the Shabbos day to go ahead and guard it. So the Gemara, you shall remember the Shabbos day to sanctify it. Klum Atem Osim Malacha Shatem Tzrichim Shavus. Do you guys, Malachim, do any Malacha that you have a need to rest? Shuv Maksiba, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo Sisa, don't take HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in vain. Masa Umaton Yish Beinechem, do you have any kind of business dealings among you that you would ever have to take an oath? Shuv Maksiba, what else does it say in the Torah? Kabe Desavicha Ve'esimecha, it says honor your father and mother. Av Va'im Yish Lachem, do you have fathers and mothers? Shuv Maksiba, what else does it say in the Torah? Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signov. Don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal. Kina Yesh Beinechem, do you have jealousy among you? Yetzer Hara Yesh Beinechem, do you have Yetzer Hara among you? And he will say all of these things. Don't kill, don't murder. Don't steal, don't commit adultery. These are all functions of the Yetzer. So Moshe says to Malachim, do you have these challenges? Miyad holdu olah Kodesh Baruch Hu. In that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu won the argument, and the Malachim were moded to the Ribbono Shel Olam that the Ribbono Shel Olam did the right thing by giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Shnei Emar, because the pasuk says, Hashem Adoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha, because the pasuk says, Hashem Adoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha Ve'ilu Tnehotcha. Actually, the pasuk ends off, Hashem Adoneinu Ma'adir Shimcha B'chol Ha'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how great you are on the whole earth. Now the fact that the Malachim said on the whole earth, the Gemara says it was a reference to the fact that they were molded, they accepted the fact that the Torah was given to mortal man on earth. Ve'ilu, t'nehotcha ala shamayim lo ksiv. But amazingly enough, they did not repeat the statement from yesterday, which was, give your glory to the heavens, which was the original argument of keeping the Torah in shamayim. Miyad, kol echad ve'echad na'ase lo ohev. In that moment, each of the Malachim became literally a lover of Moshe Rabbeinu, umasar lo dover, and they each gave Moshe Rabbeinu some type of angelic gift. Shne'emar, alista lemarom, the pasuk says, describing Moshe Rabbeinu, you came up to the heavens, shavisa shevi, you took it captive, lakachta matanos, ba'adam, right? You went ahead and you took gifts, ba'adam. So what does that mean? Bischar shekarucha adam, in the merit that they called you adam, lakachta matanos. They gave you gifts. Meaning, remember, the Malachim originally called Moshe Rabbeinu Adam in a disparaging fashion, right? They said, you're Adam. What do you deserve to say? The schus of the fact that first they disparaged you, and then you showed them why you truly were entitled to the Torah, they gave you matanos. Av malach hamaves masro lo dover. Even the malach hamaves gave Moshe Rabbeinu a matana. And what was it? Shin emar, vayitin es hakitores, vayichaper ala am, vaomer, Vayamod ben ha-mesim u-ben ha-chayim. It's amazing enough, after the Mageva, after one of the plagues, the outbreaks among Klal Yisrael. So what happens? The way that Moshe Rabbeinu instructs Aaron to stop the plague is to bring the Ketores, to walk with Ketores among the people. So the Gemara says, where did Moshe Rabbeinu know that Ketores would stop to play? Because Kodesh Baruch Hu never tells him that. So the Gemara suggests that that's information that he received from the Malach HaMoves when he was up on Har Sinai. So the Gemara says, Ilav da Amrle mi hava yada. Were it not for the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu received this information from the Malach HaMoves, that Ketores could stop the Malach HaMoves, where else would he have known this from? Fine. But Amr Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi says the following. B'sha'a sheyorad Moshe lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu went before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ba Satan, actually, for when Moshe Rabbeinu went down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, i.e., when Moshe Rabbeinu took the Torah, Bas Satan va'amr lefan the ribono shalom Torah heichan he. So the Satan came before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and said, where is the Torah? I guess I don't know, wherever the Satan was, right, he was starting trouble, and all right, we'll see what he was doing in just a little bit. So, you know, the Gemara Maseches Balbasar brings down that Zohi Satan, Zohi Malach HaMoves, Zohi Yetzihara. So obviously the Satan is not some independent entity, not some independent thing that exists opposite to Ribono Shel Olam, like the Christian concept of Satan. We don't have that idea. But the Satan obviously, like the Maharsha brings down, is often used as a prosecuting angel, referred to the drives in man. Here it's referring to the Kolchos in Shamayim that still didn't want man to have the Torah. Apparently not all of the Malachim were on board with the previous Sugya. So Bas Satan va'am lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Torah hechani. Where is the Torah? Amar lo, nesati ha la'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave it to the earth. Halach eitzel aretz. So Satan comes to the earth and he says, Earth, Amar lo, Torah hechani. Earth, where is the Torah? Amar lo, the earth responded to the Satan, Elokim hevin jiracha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where it is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows where it is. God understands its ways. Okay. Halach eitzel yam, so the earth wasn't of much help. So the Satan goes to the sea. Va'amar lo, ein imadi. So the sea says, I don't have it. Halach eitzel tahom. He goes to the depths. Amar lo, ein bi. The tahom says, I don't have it. Shneimar. Tahom amar lo bihi. V'yama amar ein imadi. Avadon umaves amru. It's interesting enough now that Gemara quotes the pasuk from Iov. Avadon and maves. He asked, Avadon umaves over here is a reference to Gehenna. So he goes to Gehenna and he says to Gehenna, "Nu, where is the Torah?" Amru ba'azanenu shamanu sham ba'azan. So he quotes over here again, ba'azanenu shamanu shema. With our ears, we heard something interesting. So azanenu shamanu shama. Chazar va'amar lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam chipasti b'chal haaretz v'mitzasiha. So the Satan comes back to ribono shel olam and says, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I looked all over for the Torah, and I can't find it. Amar lo leich eitzel ben Amram. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the Satan, go to the son of Amram. Halach eitzel Moshe. Satan comes to Moshe. Amar lo, Torah shana Satan lecha HaKadosh Baruch Hu heichon hi. So he says to Moshe, where is the Torah that God gave you? Amar lo, v'chima ani shenasani HaKadosh Baruch Hu Torah. So Moshe when he says, who am I that God should give me the Torah? So Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe. Moshe. But I atom. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, are you a liar? Meaning, I gave you the Torah. So why are you telling the Satan that I didn't give you the Torah? Amar lefan of Ribono Shel Olam, Chamuda Genuza Yesh Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you had a very beautiful treasure. Sha'atam Ishtasheh Aba B'chol Yom, that you yourself involve yourself in with each and every day. Ani Achzik Tova La'atzmi, should I take credit for myself? Meaning what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying was, that the question of the Satan was, where is the Torah that God gave you? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, how could I possibly, how could I acknowledge you didn't give me the Torah, you gave Klal Yisrael the Torah? To answer the Satan's question would be almost affirming the fact, or affirming his concept, that somehow you gave it to me and not to Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, of course it's not true. Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Hoil umi'ata ta'atzmecha, tikra al shmecha. So the Ribono Shel Olam says to Moshe Rabbeinu, because you humbled yourself in such a profound fashion by refusing to take credit for being the receiver of the Torah, therefore the Torah will be called by your name. Shene Emar Zichru Toras Moshe Avdi. Because the Pasuk says, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Va'amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. B'sha'a she'ala Moshe l'maro. Listen to this Gemara. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shanayim, Matzah la'kadosh baruch hu shahaya kosher ksarim la'osios. He saw that the Ribono Sh'olam was tying on the crowns, the tagim, to the letters. So Abba said, you know, this story appears also, this is the whole story with Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Akiva, and Moshe Rabbeinu is upset that he doesn't have a darshan. Say the Gemara doesn't go into the whole story. Here the Gemara just says that Moshe Rabbeinu came up to Shamayim, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying the letters. Obviously we'll say all of these stories are metaphors. We don't have the time to get into what the deeper meaning is, but Chazal trying to teach us profound lessons through these ideas. But he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu tying on the crowns. So listen to this. So apparently, Moshe Rabbeinu just stood there watching. Amar lo Moshe, ein shalom bi'irecha. This is amazing. So the Baruch Hu says to Moshe, no, they don't say hello to people where you come from. So meaning, so the Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe, like, you come up here, you're just going to sit there, you're just going to watch, you're not going to say shalom aleichem, you're not going to say how are you, you know, I don't know what you say to God exactly, but you know, you're not going to say, you're not going to acknowledge the fact that you just came up, you're just going to stand there. So Amar lo fan of Moshe Rabbeinu says to the Baruch Hu, klum yesh eved shenose in shalom l'rabo. Is there such a thing as a servant that first extends greetings to the master? Of course not, right? It's always the master that must be chutzpahdik for the servant to go initiate conversation with the master. Amarlei, haya l'chala azreini. So listen to this. So literally it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fine. If you're not going to greet me, at least offer to help. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like a Jewish mother. You know, at least offer to help. Right? So something. So what does that mean, offer to help? So look at Rashi for just a moment. L'azreini. Lomar tinatzeach melachtecha. So obviously it doesn't literally mean help. What it means is, okay, if you don't feel it's appropriate to extend a greeting, then at least what you should do is give me a bracha, so to speak, that I should be successful in whatever it is that I'm doing. Miyad amarlo, immediately afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Va'ata yigdal na koach Hashem kasher dibarto. And immediately after that, Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha, bless you, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that ultimately now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your strength should be magnified as you spoke. Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Ma'i de Amar, what is the meaning of the pasuk? Vayar ha'am ki boshesh Moshe. So we'll say, this is the sugya, this is now, I'm going to get into the sugya a little bit by the Eyo. So, but right before the Jewish people build the golden calf, the Torah says that the nation saw ki boshesh Moshe. Now, boshesh, which is interesting, we'll have to see exactly what it means, but right now, the way the Pashup Shat means is, he tarried, he was late. So the Gemara says, Al Tikri Boshesh, don't read it Boshesh, Ella Boshesh, rather say what? That 6 hours had already elapsed. So what does that mean? B'sha'a sha'ala Moshe l'maro, when Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Amar lahem li'Yisrael, he said to Klal Yisrael, L'sof arbo'im yom, b'tchilas sheish ani ba. 40 days after I go up, I will return within 6 hours, within the first 6 hours of the 40th day. Right? Within the first 6 hours of the 40th day. What happened? The Sof Mem, Ba Satan, the Irve Vesom. Now, we'll say, remember, we know what happened. What happened? That Klal Yisrael thought that Moshe Rabbeinu, when was day one? They thought that day one was the day that he left. When in fact, when was day one? Day one was the next day, the first complete day, kind of like what we saw by Prisha also, right? When Moshe Rabbeinu had on the third day of Prisha, he felt that it had to be Leilo v'yomo imo, or yomo v'leilo imo. So too, when he said, I'll be gone for 40 days, what he meant is, my day of departure doesn't count, because it's not a full day. Start counting from tomorrow. They didn't start counting from tomorrow, they start counting from the day that he left. Which by the way, of course, is not such a crazy thing to assume. So they went ahead, and that's why they were off, essentially, by a day. They were off by a day.
That's especially the case when we count everything. Generally, you know, we always count, if you sit Shiva the day, the first day.
Right, but you find many other areas in Halacha where counting is complete units. Like when you count Sfira, you count complete units. You don't count independent. You don't count partial days. So the truth is, in Judaism, you'll find both. You'll find complete counts and incomplete counts. So what happened? L'sof mem, at the end of 40 days, ba satan v'irveves ha'olam. The satan came and confused the world. Amar lahem, Moshe Rabchen Hecha. Hechan, so the Satan, unless they get tying back to the previous sugya, it could be because of the anger perhaps that the Satan felt that the other Malachim did not feel about the Torah being taken from Shamayim. Where is Moshe, your Rebbe? Amrulo, Allah Lamaro. They said, oh, he's up in Shamayim. Amrulahen Boshesh. So the Satan said, but it's already the sixth hour. It's already the sixth hour, where is he? V'lo ishkichu alav. They didn't listen to the Satan. Mace, the Satan said, Moshe is dead. V'lo ishkichu alav. They did not listen to him. Herolahen demusmitaso. The Satan showed Moshe an image of the bed, literally like the funeral bier, the bed of Moshe Rabbeinu. V'hainu dekamri leila aron, kizeh Moshe ha'ish. So interestingly enough, what Chazal pick up on is the lashon of zeh. Zeh, you know, we find it by Az Yashir also. Zeh keli va'aveyu. Whenever you see zeh represents almost some kind of physical manifestation of something spiritual. So when they say, so the Gemara is pointing out over here that kizeh Moshe ha'ish means they pointed to the image that the Satan showed them that showed that Moshe Rabbeinu was dead. Amar alei ha'humi rabban l'Rav Kahana mishmir l'cha. So there was a certain member of the Rabban or Sitra of Kahana. Did you ever hear anything about the following? My Har Sinai. What is the meaning of the name Har Sinai? Amarle, Har Shena'asu bo nisim li'Yisrael. Yeah, you know why it's called Har Sinai? Because it's the mountain on which miracles were done for the Jewish people. If that's the case, Har Nisoi mi bo'ile, then it should have been called Har Nisoi. Ela Har Shena'asu simen tov li'Yisrael. Rather, no, it must be the mountain on which a siman tov, a good omen, was done for the Jewish people. Then it should have been Har Simanoi mi boile. It should have been Har Simanoi. So the Gemara says, Amrele, my taima, lo shchichas kamei de Rav Papa v'Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua, de ma'ayni be'agarita. You should spend a little bit more time in the shir with Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua, because they get involved with agarita. De Rav Chista v'Rava b'Rei Rav Huna d'Amri Tarvayu. My Har Sinai, what is the meaning of Har Sinai? Har Sheyarda Sina La'akum. It is the mountain upon which divine hatred for idolaters descended. Rashi says, Allah, Rashi Sina La'akum, Shlo Kiblu Bo Torah. It was the mountain on which some love was generated towards the Jewish people, and there was some level of animosity generated towards the nations of the world because they didn't accept the Torah. V'hanu Dam Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Hey Shemos Yeshlo. There are five names for Har Sinai. What are the names? Midbar Tzin. It's called Midbar Tzin. Shenetzdavu Yisrael Alav. Tzin from Lashon Tzivui. It's the mountain on which the Jewish people received many commandments. Midbar Kadesh. The desert of Kadesh. Shenetzkanshu Alav. Because the Jewish people were sanctified on it. Midbar Kedemos. Shenitna Kiduma Alav. That which preceded everything else, i.e. the Torah, was given on it. Midbar Paran, and also here's what's interesting, is these are all references to the mountain. As much as we're using the word Midbar, they're all the references to Har Sinai. Midbar Paran, why is it called Midbar Paran? Sheparu Viravu Aleha. Because ultimately, they procreated, they were fruitful and multiplied by it. Rashi says, remember actually also this ties into yesterday's sugya. Rashi says, Sheparu Viravu, Dechol Echad Nisabra Ishto Zachar Mitzah Shulachem Lo Aleichem. So remember again, we have this idea that after Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu what? Shuvalachem Lo Aleichem. Tell the people to go back to their tents. Remember we saw going back to their tents is a euphemism for resuming normal marital activity. That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu what? Vatapo Amodi Madi. You don't go back. You don't go back. So the Gemara brings down, we'll see this again later, the Gemara brings down that each of them, that there was incredible miracles, that each of the women became pregnant after they went back to the tents. So the Gemara goes on, Midbar Sinai, why is it called Midbar Sinai? Sheyarda Sinala Akumalov, because ultimately this was the mountain upon which some divine displeasure really, really came upon the nations of the world because they did not accept the Torah. Umashmo, and what is what is the real name of the mountain? Chorev Shmo. The name of that, so we'll say, interestingly enough, all of the other names, including Sinai, were descriptive names. The real name of the mountain was Har Chorev. Har Chorev, Opligid Rabbi Avo, Dam Rabbi Avo, because Rabbi Avo says Har Sinai Shmo. Rabbi Avo says, no, in that naturality, the real name of the mountain is Har Sinai. V'lamo Nikra Har Chorev, I say, why is it called Chorev? Sheyarda Churva Li'akum Alov. Because destruction came upon the nations of the world from that mountain. This idea that here there was a sharp distinction drawn between Klal Yisrael and the nations of the world, which ultimately will be to the detriment of the nations of the world. Okay. Minayin shekoshim lashon shel zvuris. So now, if you have all said, we're finished with the Harsina Sugya for now. Sorry. Okay. So remember again, the Mishnah said that on Yom Kippur, we have what's called Mishtei Asirim. We have the service of the two goats. One of them is offered up on the Mizbeach, one of them is taken La'azazel. One of them is taken to the cliff and thrown off the cliff. So the Gemara says that the one that was taken off the cliff, what they would do is they would tie a Lashon Shel Zvuris. They would tie a red thread on the horns. In fact, you know, the Mishnah Yuma explains there were actually three threads. Right? They tied one thread on the horns of the goat. The Ish Iti, the man who took the goat out, tied one thread on a stone right by the edge of the cliff. And they used to tie one thread by the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash. They stopped tying that thread by the entranceway of the Beis HaMikdash during the times of the Second Temple. What happened was, when the goat was thrown over the cliff, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgave Klal Yisrael, the red thread would turn white. There were years in which the red thread did not turn white, and it was terribly demoralizing for the Jewish people. So because of that, they stopped tying the thread by the entrance of the Beis HaMikdash, amazingly enough. So the Gemara says over here, it's just talking about the thread that was tied on the horns of the goat. So the Gemara says, if you remember again, the Gemara actually quotes the Pasuk. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk. If your sins will be kashonim, like red crimson thread, I will whiten them like snow. So the Gemara says like this: Minayin shekosher lashon shel zvuris, kishanim kishanimi boile. Why does it say kishanim like red crimson threads, plural? It should say kishani like a crimson thread, singular. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying the following message: Im yu chata echem kashanim halalu. It's amazingly enough, if your sins are as numerous as the years from the time of creation, meaning, so he's making a play on words. Kashanim over here doesn't just mean red thread. Kashanim literally means years. Even if you have as much sin as the number of years from creation until now, nevertheless, kashala yalpinu, I will still whiten them like snow. So meaning I will say, if it just would have said kishani, that would have just made a reference to sin. The double meaning of the word kashana means even if your sin is ridiculously great and large in amount, I will still atone for it. Darash Rava. So Rava dash in the following pasuk. Mai tichsev, what is the meaning of the pasuk? In Yeshayah. Luchu na, let us go together. V'nevachacha, and let us reason. Let us reason. Yomar Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. So the Gemara says the following: L'chuna, bo'una. Why does it say let us walk together? It should say come to me, come together. Mi boile, Yomar Hashem, Amar Hashem mi boile. So the Gemara says, what's going on over here? Lo asid lava yomar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. In the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say the following to Klal Yisrael: L'chuna etel avoseichem. Go to your forefathers. Go to the patriarchs. And they will give you Musar. So in the future, again, usually this kind of situation in the future means Messianic era. So in Yimos Mashiach, go to Avram Yitzchok and Yaakov, and they will give you Musar about your errant ways. And we will say to HaKadosh Baruch, Ribon lo shel olam, Eitzel minele, who should we go to? Eitzel Avram, should we go to Avram Avinu? Shamartalo, Yadoa Teda, Velo Bikesh Rachim Aleinu? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who should we go? We can go to Avram, but remember, Avram, you told Avram that as children we're going to be servants, slaves, right, in a foreign land, and Avram Avinu didn't beg you for mercy. He didn't beg you to reverse the decree. Who should we go to? Eitzel Yitzchak, Sheberich as Esav. Should we go ahead and go to Yitzchak, who blessed Esav with the following bracha, V'haya kasher torid, v'lo bikesh rachmim aleinu. So remember the bracha that Yitzchak gave to Esav is that when Yaakov shakes off the yoke of Torah, you will be able to overtake him. So Yitzchak gave such a bracha like that to Esav, and he never davened for mercy for Yaakov's children. Eitzel Yaakov, should we go to Yaakov? Sha'amar Talo, Anochi Eret Imcha Mitzrayma. Remember, God, you told Yaakov that you're going to go down with him to Egypt, foreshadowing Egyptian servitude. Velo Bikesh Rachamim Aleinu, and he never davened for us. Eitzel Minelech, who should we go to? So it also is amazing. So here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving Musar to Klal Yisrael. Go to the Avos, and they're going to give you Musar for your negative ways. And Klal Yisrael retorts, what right do the Avos have to give us Musar? Because so much of what we've done wrong is because we've suffered. The Avos knew about our suffering, and yet what? Never davened to you to try to in some way lessen or ameliorate our plight. So the Gemara says the following, Arulam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoyel Utulisem Asmechem Bi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, if that's the case, you clearly put all of your faith in my hands. Im Yuchata Echem Kashonim Kashala Yalbinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially says, if you have that level of emunah in me, that it is I and only I who ultimately control your destiny, and therefore you feel a desire to connect with me and not to go to the Avos, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the merit of you putting all of your faith in me, I will cleanse you of your sins. Amr Rav Shlomo Nachmani, Amr Rav Yonasan. Ma'idnu Amr, what is the meaning of the Pasuk? Ki ata, over here the Gemara is quoting the Pasuk from Yeshaya. Ki ata avinu, you are our father. Ki Avraham lo yadanu, we do not know Avram. Vi Yisrael lo yakirenu, and we do not recognize Yisrael. Ato hu Hashem avinu goalinu mi'olam shemecha. That you are Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are our God, you are our God, you are our Father, you are our Redeemer, Me'olam Shemecha, for all eternity is your name. So what's the Pshat? What the Gemara is gripped by is this idea that the Pasuk says that Kiat Avinu, Ki Avram didn't know us, and Yisrael, which is Yaakov, did not recognize us. So what's the Pshat? Listen, this is an amazing Gemara. La'asid Lavel Yom La'akadosh Baruch Hu Avram. In the future, which again, also usually, like we just said before, future usually represents Messianic era, a time of incredible judgment. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will say to Avraham Avinu, Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned. Banecha Chatu, your children have sinned against me. Amar the fun of, Avraham Avinu will say, Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu Akidushas Shmecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell, Avraham Avinu responds, okay, if they've sinned, literally, let them be erased to sanctify your name. So Avraham Avinu essentially says, well, if they've done the crime, right, if they've committed these averos, wipe them out. Amar, Emar Lili Yaakov, Dohavi Leitzai Gidol Banim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not happy with Avraham Avinu's answer. So what does he do? He says, Amar, I'm going to go to Yaakov. Maybe Yaakov will have a better answer. Why? Because Yaakov knows what it's like to struggle with children. Right, Yaakov, you know, had the greatest tzar gidol banim. So maybe he'll be able to understand. Remember, Ribono Shel Olam was looking for a little bit of sympathy. On one hand, again, his children, us, don't always act in the right ways. So he wants someone to tell him how to deal with it, so to speak. So let me go to Yaakov. Yaakov knows what it means to have problems with children. Efshar debay racham elayu. Now, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really looking for is he's looking for someone to be an advocate. He's looking for someone to defend even the wrongdoings of Klal Yisrael. So maybe I'll go to Yaakov. Yaakov will daven for them. Amalei, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov, Banecha Chatu, Yaakov, your children have sinned. Amar the fun of Ribono Shel Olam, Yimachu Akidushas Shmecha. Yaakov says the same thing as Zeda, the same thing as Avram. If they've sinned, let them be wiped out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. And he says, Amar, Lo Bisabi Taima, the old man has no logic. And the young man has no counsel. The old man is Avraham Avinu, and the young man is Yaakov Avinu. Okay. Amar lo Yitzchak. See, interestingly enough, Rabbi say, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu skip Yitzchak? Right? Why does he go? Because you have to understand, Yitzchak, the Mashal points out, Yitzchak is the midah of Gvura. Yitzchak is the midah of strict justice. The last person you want to go to help defend someone after they've committed a wrong is who? Is the strict justice guy. He's strict justice is all about strict justice. Hence the name, strict justice. So he skips over Yitzchak, but now that Avraham Avinu said this rather Jewish, now that Yaakov said, so he goes to Yitzchak. So listen to this. Amar lefanov. Amar lefanov. Amar lo Yitzchak, banecha chatuli. Your children have sinned. Your children have sinned against me. So listen to this. Amar Lavan Ribono Shel Olam, Bonai Velo Banecha. Oh, suddenly they're my kids, and they're not your kids. Right? So listen to this. Bishar Shekhtimu Lavanecha Nasel Nishma. When Klai Yisrael stood at Har Sinai and said, Nasa v'nishma, Kara lahem, Karasa lahem, Bini b'chori. Oh, so when they said, Nasa v'nishma, Kodesh Baruch Hu, then they're your kids. Right? Then, now they're your kids, but then they're your firstborn. Achshav banai, v'lo banecha. But now that they sinned, then suddenly what? Suddenly they're my children, and they're not your children. Listen to this amazing Gemara. Va'ot, kama chatu. And come on, God, how much could they actually have sinned? Right? Listen to this calculation. Kama shnosa shal adam. So remember, using the words of David HaMelech. So how long does a person live for? A person lives for 70 years. Right? Shivim shana, 70 years. Watch this. Watch this, Rabosai. Dal esrin delo anash dalayu. Now remember, take off 20. Why? Because for the first 20 years of your life, you are not held accountable. It's a good thing we only learned this after we're 20. Right? For the first 20 years of your life, you're not held accountable for what you do. The Beis Din Shamala doesn't hold you accountable for what you do. Pash lechamshin. So you're left with 50 years. Listen to this, I'm going to say. Dal chaf hei dileilusa. Now out of that 50 years, take off 25 of nighttime where you're sleeping. Listen, can you imagine that? Right? We sleep through half of our life. Right? Both literally, so some of it is actual sleep, some of it is waking sleep also. We sleep through half of our life. So take off 25 years. Pashlu chavhe. So that leaves us with 25 years. Dal tarti sori upalga ditsaluye umechel udubesakise. Of the 25 years, take away another 12 and a half. That is spent what? That is spent davening, eating, and going to the bathroom. Right? So there's another 12 and a half years where essentially you're not getting in trouble. You're not doing anything's going to get in trouble. So how much of a lifespan do you actually have to get into trouble? Pashu lahu tre sari upalga. So Yitzchak Halim says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it can't be that bad. Because out of a whole lifetime, the most amount of time you could have to get in trouble is 12 and a half years. So listen to the offer Yitzchak Avinu makes. Ima ta sovel es kula mutav, v'im lav. If so, Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you could absorb the entirety of their sinful behavior, great. You should be able to. It's not that much sin to absorb. Vimlav, and if you, God, can't absorb all of it, then fine. Palga alayim, upalga alecha. Then you, God, take half, and I'll take half. We'll share the collective sin of Klal Yisrael. V'imtim salomar, kulam alay, and if Kadosh Baruch Hu, you tell me that, no, you, Yitzchak, have to absorb the entirety of their collective sin, Hakarevas nafshi kamach. Then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm sorry. I've already done my part. I was willing to give myself to you at the Akedah. So, Klal Yisrael hears this entire exchange, and what do they say? Paschu va'amru ki ata avinu. They turn to Yitzchak, and they say to Yitzchak, you are our father. Amar lahem li Yitzchak, ad sha'ata mekalsen li. So Yitzchak Avinu says, don't praise me. Kalsu la'akadosh baruch hu. Praise la'akadosh baruch hu. Umach virei li Yitzchak la'akadosh baruch hu be'inayu. Yitzchak Avinu looks up with his eyes towards la'akadosh baruch hu. Miyad nasu einem l'morom. Klal Yisrael also lift up their eyes to la'akadosh baruch hu. Va'omrim, and they say, Ato Hashem Avinu, you Hashem are our father. Goalinu our redeemer. Me'olam shemecha. Ultimately, again, your name shall endure for eternity. I was going to say something amazing. The Maharal brings down by Pesach. He says, this is one of the reasons that by Yachatz, we break the middle matzah. Right? Why do we break the middle matzah? Why not the top matzah, the bottom matzah? So the Maharal says, because of this gemara. To symbolize the fact that, remember again, one of the symbolisms of the three matzos is for the three avos, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. The middle matzah represents Yitzchak Avinu. So the Maharal brings down that to symbolize this episode that Yitzchak Avinu was willing to take half of the collective sin of Klal Yisrael, we break the middle matzah for Yachatz. So the Gemara ends off by saying, Amar Reb Chiya bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan, Ro'i haya Yaakov Avinu leirei liyitzan b'shalshalos shabarzel. Yaakov Avinu should have gone down to Egypt, literally in chains of iron. Or in chains of iron. Ela shezchuso garmalo. but his schus allowed him to go down, and his family to go down in a much more, we'll call it nachas dikwei, dechsiv, bechev le adam em shachim, I will bring them down in ropes of man, ba'avosos ahava, in chains of love, v'ehei Elohim, and I will be to them, kimirime ol, al lechehem va'at ilav ovil, and I will be to them, literally as those who put a yoke, a burden, upon them, and I will extend towards them the strength to be able to endure the upcoming labor. Mishnah. Hamotzi Eitzim Levasho. Ha'omotzi Eitzim. If somebody carries, say, back to Otzah on Shabbos. If somebody goes ahead and carries wood out on Shabbos, or Eitzim literally means like twigs, out on Shabbos. So how much, what's the shear for carrying? So the Gemara says, K'de Levasho Beitzakalo. Enough to create a fire to go ahead and cook a Beit Zakalah. A Beit Zakalah is an easily cooked egg. So Rashi points out here, what's an easily cooked egg? Egg kfar mefarish shezet beitzas tarnagol. Chicken's egg. A chicken's egg, apparently that's the easiest type of egg to cook. So if you carry out enough wood to start a small fire to cook an egg, yechayiv on Shabbos. Tavlin, similarly spices. Kedei latabol Beit Zakalah. Enough to spice, to season an easily cooked egg, chicken's egg. Umitzarfin zeh in zeh, and different types of spices combine with each other to form this shear. Klipei agozim, the shells of nuts, uklipei rimonim, and ultimately the shell of the outer exterior of pomegranates. Istis, we've had istis before, istis is safflower, pua is madder, all of these things, kedei litzboa, bahen beged katan api savcha. You're chayiv if you carry out enough to go ahead and dye this small piece of fabric that women often put on top of their head covering. Meiraglayim, if you carry out urine. Neser is natural, and we'll see. Boris is a herb called soapwort. Komila v'ashlag, we'll see what these are in the Gemara. Kedei lechabes beget katan api safka. Yechayv, if you carry out enough, these apparently are all cleaning agents. These are enough. Yechayv, if you carry out enough to clean the small piece of fabric on top of the head of a woman. Rabbi Huda Omer Kedei Lahavir Asakesem. Rabbi Huda says to go ahead and remove a stain. So these are all cleaning agents. Because they're all cleaning agents, we'll see how the idea is you're chayiv if you carry out enough to actually clean. The shayla is what it is that you'd have to actually clean. Says the Gemara, Tanina Chadazimna. We already learned this idea once. The Gemara is specifically referring to the case of the wood. So the Mishnah said, Yerchayv on Shabbos, if you carry out enough wood to create a small fire, to go ahead and cook Beit Zakalo. So the Gemara says, we've already learned this once, Kana, if you carry out a reed, Yerchayv for carrying a reed, if it's large enough, Kedei Lasos Kumos, enough to make a quill. However, if the reed was thick, so too thick for a quill, or Marusas, or it was cracked, so you can't use it for a quill, then Kedei Levashal Beitze Kalashem Beitzim, then you'd be chayiv if you carry out enough of a reed to begin a fire to cook an easily cooked egg. Trufa, that's what trufa literally means, that the egg is beaten already. Vinesuna Beilfis, and it's put in a pan. So both said, the point is we already see, now this idea of Kana is like wood. So we've already seen elsewhere that the Gemara quotes this idea that on Shabbos you're chayiv for carrying the amount of wood that you would need to make a fire to cook an easily cooked egg. So why does the Mishnah need to restate this? So the Gemara says, because I might have thought the following. The idea is by the reed, in the case of where the reed is too thick or the reed is cracked, it's not usable for anything else other than what? Other than creating a fire. However, Aval Eitzim, but remember, by wood, one could have made the argument that even a little piece of wood is usable for something. What is it usable for? Rashi points out over here, you could use it to go ahead and make the tooth of the key, which is even a much smaller amount. Simon, I thought that I'm even chayiv for otzah for that small amount. Kamash malon, no. That even wood, which might have other uses, if little pieces of wood, you're only chayiv if you carry out enough to be able to kindle a fire to cook an easily cooked egg. All right, Tavose, we'll stop over here. Just a reminder that tomorrow is a legal holiday schedule, so we daven at 7:15. Daven wherever you'd like, but we're going to do shir in Yeretz Hashem after the 7:15 minyan. So approximately 8 o'clock tomorrow morning will be the daven.